along. Yeah, I never felt so strong. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tonight at 10:30 on Sports Time Ohio, Training Camp Daily takes you onto the sideline and into the huddle. It was a big day five of Browns training camp, and Jim Donovan will go one-on-one with Browns Pro Bowl center Alex Mack. Jim Donovan is joined by me, Nathan Zagura, and Dustin Fox, and we'll discuss the addition of Browns safety Dante Whitner. That's all tonight at 10:30 on Sports Time Ohio, Training Camp Daily, presented by PNC Bank. Tonight, 10:30, Sports Time Ohio. All right, Nathan and Vic back with you here on CBD. Brian Hoyer spoke to the press after today's practice, and here's what he had to say.
This wish we'd gone for you.
It's good. It was good to have the off day yesterday and get away a little bit, but it's good to come back on a day like this and we get into some of the live situations and, you know, short yardage, goal line, the situational football, which is so crucial in this league. You know, it's great to be good on first and second down and those situations, but, you know, third down, short yardage, goal line, 4 minute, backed up, those are critical situations, and you really gotta step up your game when you do that. So to come out here off of a day off, I thought we did a good job today, and you just gotta keep building on it.
You connected with Miles Austin a couple of times. Are you developing a rhythm with him?
Yeah, Miles is great. Like I said all along, you guys, I was able to throw a little bit with him when he came back early, so we kind of got on the same page a little bit there, and now to do it against some live stuff has been good.
Brian, what kind of progress do you think you have made since camp began?
I'm trying to make progress every day. I think, you know, first of all, coming off the knee injury, I wanted to get back from taking the snaps under center and getting used to that, and I think that's come back to me, and now just trying to master this offense. There's so many things that are available to you. Really got to lock in and hear the play call and call right in the huddle and get out there and do it. So, you know, for me, it's just trying to be the best quarterback for this team. And whether that's out here on some keeps and rolling out and making the right decision, or whether it's just handing the ball off and making the right run check. So there's something to improve on every day.
Has the interaction between you and Joey increasing day by day? How's that going? Are you learning things about him that change first impressions at all?
Things happen so quick around the time. I mean, there's really limited time to, you know, kind of delve into that. But I think Johnny's been great since he's been here. He's in the building. He works hard. He studies. We have a really good room. I like all those guys in there, and we enjoy each other in there. And, we bounce questions off of each other, and it's a good working environment. So it's been great, and, you just got to continue that the rest of the year.
How far along do you think you are in terms of mastering the offense?
Oh, there's a long way to go, for sure. I mean, we're only 5 days into training camp. Like I said, I was a little limited in OTA, so it's always a work in progress, and really, at this stage, we're just taking baby steps, I think, and we're still all learning each other. We're learning how the plays kind of work and how one guy affects another and things like that. So, I think we have a long way to go, but we're working hard, and we're putting the bricks in the foundation, and, get another week. We have the scrimmage on Saturday, and then a week till we play a different team. So there's a long way to go. You know, a week doesn't seem like a lot, but in training camp, I mean, that's a long time. So we're still building as an offense and as a team, and it's going well, and we just got to keep progressing. We can't take steps back.
It looks like on your rollouts and your dropbacks and all of that, you look perfectly fine to me. How's it been holding up?
Yeah, it's great. I've always felt good throwing on the run. I don't know where that kind of comes in, whether it was kind of a baseball thing. I played shortstop for a while, so you get a lot of throws from the run. But I've always felt really confident throwing on the run. And, I don't think about the injury when I'm out there. I feel like I'm playing really well. I don't feel like it limits me in any way. So, that's an integral part to this offense, if you watch Kyle's offenses. So I feel really good about it. And our defense gives us great work because sometimes our guys are upfield and you have to pull up and make a play. And it's kind of a split-second reaction. So I've had a few of those, too, and it's all felt great.
Do you think there's a perception, Brian, that you're not a good running quarterback, not good on the throw offense, especially because what he is.
Sure. Well, I didn't put good film out on that last year with that run when my cleat got stuck. But, I've always felt like I'm, somewhat athletic. I'd rather obviously throw the ball than run it. But I don't think that's not an option for me. So, I think you try to be a thrower first. And then if you have to run, you have to run. So, I'm not Johnny, but I think that I'm not a stiff quarterback back there either.
Brian, I know you try to approach every training camp the same in that scenario, but does this, now that you're about a weekend, does it feel different? I mean, you're the guy they're kind of chasing that quarterback. Does it feel any different to you in the training camp?
And like I said to you guys the other day, it's more about taking ownership over something, whereas when you're not kind of in the position to be a starter, you can't really take ownership over something without stepping on people's toes. So it is different, but in the same sense, I approach every day the same way, but now I can be a little bit more vocal about things, talk to guys about things, and really be a leader in the huddle.
Brian, you take on the orange jerseys and the competitive nature that Pat has established out here.
Yeah, it's great. I think, you got to be competitive in all phases, and those competitive juices brings out the best in everybody. And even though, the offense had a great practice today, it came down to the last two plays. And although it might not seem fair, that's sometimes how the game goes in this league. You dominate all game, and then when it comes down to it, you got to make the play at the end. So we didn't do that. So the defense, they came in and got them when they needed to. So we have to do a better job of finishing. Even though we had a good day, we have to finish. So, but I do like the competitiveness, and there's something on the line. It's sometimes you compete and there's really nothing on the line, whereas now it's something that everyone can see, and you go out there and try to compete for something. And I think the best thing he talks about is being competitive and not combative. And I don't think, we're out there competing, but we're not trying to fight each other and, have it a negative process. It's all positive.
Right. How good is this defense? I mean, you get to face these guys all the time. They get a lot of hype.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. They definitely make us work for what we get. They're very versatile. They're giving us a ton of looks. And so it's tough on us. But as a quarterback, I know that those guys are going to be really good, so it's going to help our team out a ton. And, obviously there's a ton of skill. I mean, we have great players at all positions, and then you throw in the scheme with it, and it makes it very difficult. So they're preparing us very well and giving us a ton of different looks, and it's good to go against a competitive, good defensive football team every day. It makes us better.
How much heavier are you, and why did you do that?
What is it?
Heavier?
I've gained some weight just because I know – to get ready for a 16-game season, you got to be able to take the beating. So, last year at this time, I was probably about 5 pounds lighter. So I knew, and I think a lot of it comes from the rehab process. I've built up my legs a lot more than they ever were. So you can kind of carry more weight in your legs than you can in your upper body as a quarterback. I mean, really, as a quarterback, you got to have enough weight to take the hits. You don't want to be too big up top, in my opinion at least, that you can't throw the ball. So you got to definitely be kind of long and loose and slender up top, but also have enough muscle to be able to take the hits.
When a guy like Joe Thomas compares you to Tom Brady,
yeah.
How much does that mean to you?
It's definitely a compliment. I think, I'm very more unproven than Tom ever is, but I think he's talking about, similarities in character. I try to get the best out of all those players in that huddle. Being able to sit behind him for as long as I did, you kind of see how he approaches certain guys and how different approaches work for different people. So I think, it's definitely a compliment. And, I always tried to, when I was there, try to beat Tom Brady out, even though as crazy as that sounded, that's the type of competitor I am. And that's, I think what helped me become the player I am today. So, now that I'm here, I just try to be myself. But I also know, what it takes to win in this league at that position. And I got to watch the best do it. So it's a great compliment. And for me, I just got to go out there and do it and be myself and lead these guys out on the field.
I almost had forgotten that you had to learn a new offense last year, too, and then went out and played well.
Sure.
Now you're getting more reps.
Mm-hmm.
You feel comfortable that you're on pace to match what happened last season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think now being able to be in the system a little bit longer, get more reps with the guys that are playing, I think that definitely helps. But like I said, I mean, when it comes down to it, you're playing in a game against another team, you better make plays. So I think obviously the preparation helps, but I think there's nothing like game, reality playing against a different team. So it kind of forces you to get it right.
Cameron said that he came in this year much more confident. Jordan Cameron came in more confident this year. Now he's more established. Do you see a change in him, and how important is he to you right now in the offense?
Yeah, he's so important, and I think the thing about Jordan that I respect the most is he's always constantly working to get better. I mean, he's a very talented guy. Obviously, we saw that last year. He's successful, but he's always trying to get better. And for me, when I see a guy like that, I know he's going to be a guy I can rely on because he's always going to do the right thing. He's going to go hard on every play, so I don't have to necessarily zero in on him. I can go and get through my progression and know that he's going to do the right thing. So I think also you talk about confidence. When you kind of go out there and do it on the field, it helps you kind of gain that confidence. So you can see it out there. I mean, he's had a great camp. He had a great offseason. So he's definitely an integral part to this offense.
Kyle, time for two more.
Kyle said nobody's ahead between you and Johnny, and he's kind of back and forth every day and just waiting for somebody to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Does he convey that to you? And then what do you think you need to do to separate a little bit?
I'm trying to do the things that I can do to be the best quarterback for this team. You know, there isn't a lot of talk about that, and you know, until things are said to me, I kind of approach it the same way. I'm out here, coming out here trying to get better every day and be the best quarterback I can for this team. So, you know, those decisions will be made, you know, upstairs. You know, the only thing I can control about it is the way I come out here and play, and obviously in the scrimmage and the preseason game. So it's kind of out of my control, and the things I can control is what I'm worrying about.
Brian Shanahan said that, you know.
All right, Brian Hoyer, the quarterback for the Browns, talking to the media today. You heard from Johnny Manziel earlier, his full press conference. So a contrast here, hearing from both of these players. I thought, first of all, a good day for them to address the media because both performed well today after performing really so poorly on Tuesday. So I think you'd get a whole different perspective had these news conferences taken place then. We don't hear from them all the time. They kind of dole out the appearances by these quarterbacks to the media. I liked a lot of what Johnny said because of a sense of reality and a grounded nature that he displayed in his words. And I think the fact that he was willing to say that this might be a case where he was drafted in the first round and doesn't really know if it means anything regarding him being a starter tells me that maybe he feels the plan, as a lot of us feel, is to go with Brian Hoyer at least to begin the season, and he's maybe, I don't know if he's at peace with it, but at least he has the understanding of that.
And I love that, and I think he said some very good things today that showed that he's fitting in, starting to get what it is here in Cleveland in this quarterback battle. He knows he has to get better with the verbiage. We've talked about that. He still says it's him versus the playbook. But Mike Pettin saying today that Manziel is farther ahead of where they thought. That was good. What I really love from their two press conferences is that Johnny saying, listen, whoever's the best quarterback should start. I'm fine with that. I'm not even sure they drafted me to start week one. There's no pressure there. He will be ready to play when he's ready to play, and he knows that when he is ready, he probably will get an opportunity to play. And Brian Hoyer, for his part, I like this comment. He said, you know, he's been great. He works hard. He studies. We bounce questions off each other. He loves the quarterback room. That's the first open, or I would say public commentary that shows or really gets into any type of a relationship between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
And ultimately, we're going to need that. The Browns are going to need that. They're going to need to have a good relationship. I understand they're competing, et cetera, but Brian Hoyer imparting the wisdom and the mental, you know, acumen that he has for the game of football on Johnny Manziel will go a long way to helping Johnny Manziel and helping this football team going forward. So I thought that was positive. Just a couple quick housekeeping notes as well. Jim Leonard has signed with the Browns. That happened after our show went off the air yesterday. A veteran, multi-year veteran in the league, played with Coach Pettin with the Jets. He's played with them, of course, also in Buffalo and was in Baltimore when Pettin was in Baltimore. They know each other well. Jim Leonard, excited to be back here. Kind of another coach in shoulder pads who can help this secondary learn and adapt to the Pettin scheme. I think will be a great guy that Tayshawn Gibson can learn from in practices as well. Not a threat to Tayshawn's job. Don't misread this at all, but certainly a good guy to have here. And Billy Wynn, our friend Buck Wild Billy Wynn, I think it's about time we get him back on the show now. He will be full go for the scrimmage on Saturday. That's great news.
Yeah, and it's still a little early to get a full script of what is going on Saturday in Akron, but it will be nothing out of the ordinary. I think it'll look and resemble like a standard practice. There will be no kicking game involved, but you'll have all the team drills, the individual drills and the team drills as they go through it in Akron. So it'll look like a basic day out here in Berea, and I don't know that any of it will be live. Some of the drills will be live, but they did do some tackling to the ground today. And you heard from everybody, Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller and then Ian Rapoport being impressed with, they said this was the most intense camp they've seen of the camps they've
looked at. And I love that. That's what it's all about. Let's go.
Yeah, that's
playtime is over, Notorious.
It's making a statement. You're right. We want to thank Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller for being on this show, and Ian Rapoport for being part of this. And, of course, Dante Whitner, who started us off on a great foot. Yes, set the course for the show. Want to thank Jason Gibbs, our overall producer, for his great work in putting it all together, and Matt Fontana. And stay tuned. Julian Gerard comes up next. For Nathan, I am Vic. We will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
I'm in Canton tomorrow, by the way, so I'll be back on Monday.
I'll miss you. Free Josh Gordon.